Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Is it bad style for the bride and groom to get drunk at their own wedding? I'm not talking grade 10, steal a bottle of vodka from your parents' liquor cabinets, go to a park with your friends, chug it, puke in the bushes, and then return it the next day with a little bit of water in it so your parents don't notice kind of drunk. No, I'm not talking that kind of drunk. I'm talking like sweaty, untucking your shirt, yelling across the room kind of drunk. Is that bad style if the bride and groom do that? On the text and on our Facebook page, we're getting this answer a lot. Well, it's your wedding. Do whatever you want to do. Do whatever makes you happy. Who cares what other people think? It's your wedding. That is the biggest lie someone can tell you, because those people who say that, oh, it's your wedding, do whatever you want, those are the people that are going to be judging your wedding the most. Those are the people the next day that are going to be like, did you see the flowers that they went with? And what was with the bride's dress and the music? Oh my goodness, it was so bad. And why did they do that cheesy thing in the middle? That's what they're going to do the entire time. They're just going to judge your wedding. I thought we could do whatever we wanted at our wedding, Jill, but apparently not. My fiance has 9 bridesmaids in her wedding party. Yeah, she's a very outgoing person, very social person. She talks to them all the time. She's best friends with like all 9 of them. But when we tell people that, they're like, oh, 9 bridesmaids, huh? Really, Jill? Really? Last week, you told us we could do whatever we wanted. It's our wedding. But apparently, 9 bridesmaids. No, we can't do that. You're the wedding police here. You make the rules. Oh, okay, cool. Thanks for telling us we could do whatever we wanted. You know what, Jill? You're uninvited. Uninvited. Anyone who tells you that, oh, it's your wedding, you can do what you want, they're lying, because you can't do what you want. Your family always has a giant list of demands for you when you get married. Remember, Uncle Al needs this, and you can't have this in the meal because 4 of your cousins are allergic. Remember, you need to have 2 extra hotel rooms for the young ones as well. And for the after gift thingy, where are you going to have that? Can you have it at your place? We can't have it there because they don't like each other, and they got to separate each other at the tables, and it's just, oh, man, oh. I just needed to rant there for a bit. I feel much better now. Thank you. One story was a bride getting so drunk that she did not even make it to the first dance. That's got to be some kind of wedding record right there. I would actually love that, because then the spotlight would just be on me and I would break out my dance moves. I'd be like Napoleon Dynamite during his dance scene, hey? I know all the moves to that dance. And if my fiance is on the toilet during our first dance, I'm breaking it out. So I kind of actually want that to happen. Now, a lot of people are saying that they barely drank at their wedding because they wanted to remember it. And I totally agree with that. But nothing wrong with having like 3 or 4 beers throughout the day, right? I mean, it's your wedding. You want to celebrate. And celebrating with a beer just makes it that much better, hey? We're getting a lot of great advice, though. Dean on the Facebook page said, mix in a non-alcoholic beer with your beer drinking. That way, you still get the satisfaction of a beer, but you get a little break from the alcohol. Great idea. My biggest fear is having an embarrassing drunk moment. I don't want that to happen. I don't want one of those, hey, where's Clayton? Oh, he took off his shirt and he's running down 2nd Avenue. Oh, okay. I don't want one of those moments. On the text, 306-938-0963, we got this funny story from Bay. She just got married on May Long, and she had 2 drinks the entire night because she was so busy. I didn't even think of that. It's your own wedding. You got people to talk to. You got things to do. You're going to be busy. Her husband, on the other hand, though, got very, very intoxicated, and his groomsmen were drinking his drinks by the end of the night. You know you had a good time when, hey? I'm totally stealing that idea, by the way. There's this company in Utah. They are called Frontier Bundles. They're a cell phone company, and they want to prove that ditching your smartphone or using it less can increase productivity and make you sleep better. And they're going to do this through a fancy schmancy PR stunt. They're going to offer someone $1,000 to ditch their smartphone for a week and use a flip phone instead. Remember flip phones? Like the Motorola Razr back in the day? Ah, good times, good times. The Nokia phones, too. Oh, just a classic. Would you ever do this? Ditch your smartphone for a flip phone, and you get $1,000? I mean, I would ditch my smartphone for a flip phone without the $1,000. I miss flip phones so much. I could easily do this. Like, could SaskTel please offer this in the next coming weeks? Because I would be on board. The first couple days, I would be playing Snake nonstop. Remember Snake, the game on the flip phones? You got a little snake, you go collect the little squares. So fun. And then when I got bored of that, I would just go to the ringtone store on the flip phone and start scrolling through all the classic ringtones that they had back in the day. Remember this one? That's right. I had Lou Bega's Mamba No. 5 as my ringtone back in the day. Not even ashamed. Toy Story 4, the trailer for it, was released last week, and a bunch of new characters are going to be in this movie. Keanu Reeves is actually voicing one of the characters, and his character might be the best new character in these Toy Story movies.
Duke Kaboom, Canada's greatest stuntman. Huh. Oh, yeah. Huh. Huh. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I've listened to that clip like 48 times, and that last part still cracks me up so much.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Huh. Huh. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Yes. Ah, oh, Keanu, you're the man. That's going to make you go watch it now. If you're on the fence about it, now that you know that Keanu Reeves is in it, you're like, oh, we're going. The one part about that clip, though, that kind of makes me a little upset.
Canada's greatest stuntman.
Maybe second greatest stuntman next to Red Green. Red Green is Canada's greatest stuntman, and he always will be. Now, I know what you're thinking. Red Green is a handyman, not a stuntman. Did you see the things that Red Green would build on his show? And then he would test it out right after he built these sketchy machines. That's way scarier than any stunt that a stuntman has done. My most memorable Jazz Fest moment, it was 2, maybe 3 years ago. I don't remember what day it was. I don't remember who was playing because I was so distracted at this one guy in the crowd. He looked exactly like John Stamos. Exactly like him. Like, there is a John Stamos doppelganger somewhere here in Saskatoon. And he was at this show. And I didn't pay attention to anything but this guy because I was like, is that John Stamos? Is that John Stamos? Everyone I went with was like, that's totally John Stamos. For 50 minutes, we were having this debate. Oh, there's no way John Stamos is at the Sastel Jazz Fest. Why would he be here? But then again, it looked exactly like him. We were like, that's totally him. So we started, like, yelling, John! To see if he was going to look over at us. John Stamos! Uncle Jesse! And, like, try to get his attention, but he would not look. So I decided to do some more investigating. I walked by him, and it was not John Stamos. I was crushed inside. But the best part of the story is, as I walked by him, he was like, hey, are you that guy who's been yelling John Stamos at me for the past 45 minutes? And I was like, yeah, that's me. And he just stormed off. He's like, I hate when people do that. Ugh! This guy gets it all the time. If you are a parent, there's a good chance you have a tough time getting your kids to eat healthy. Your friends at Kraft, they're trying to make things easier on you parents. They have come out with salad frosting. Doesn't sound that healthy, but really what it is, it's just ranch dressing in this fun squeeze pouch that has a bunch of colorful decorations on it. So it's kind of tricking your kids into eating healthy, because when you say ranch dressing, your kids are like, no, I want chicken fingers. But when you say salad frosting, they're like, ooh, tell me more. If you have any parent hacks like that, little tips to get your children to eat healthy, let me know. 306-938-0963. Give me a call or a text. I know a lot of parents out there sneak some veggies into their tomato sauce or meat sauce, something like that. That's a great idea. Here's the thing, though. Nutritionists do not like this at all, because ranch dressing is one of the unhealthiest dressings out there. It has a high fat and sodium content. So really, Kraft, I mean, the effort was there, but swing and a miss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.